It's unacceptable that we are seeing people die as a result of lefty politicians refusing to enforce the rule of law on basic oversight that states are supposed to do in line with the federal government requirements. Licenses, driver's licenses. We have a new FOIA lawsuit on another important issue. And I tell you, some of the worst things I've been seeing on the internet and in the news recently are story after story about alien truck drivers who shouldn't have licenses and or who are otherwise not supposed to be driving, or poorly regulated or regulated in a way that's at odds with federal requirements or even state requirements, to have these truck drivers killing innocent after innocent and crash after crash. It's just horrible to see. And the American people are outraged about it. They want something done. The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, has made this a big issue and is trying to fix things. But this is a case where, you know, where this open borders mentality that we treat and this is the left's goal. They don't want your citizenship to matter. They don't think non-citizens should be treated any differently than citizens. And so they'll give them a commercial driver's license whether or not they can speak English, whether or not they meet the requirements, or whether or not they're even legally here. And it leads to people getting killed. But they don't care. They don't care because the goal is the destruction of America, destruction of the rule of law, and whatever crazed socialist communist whatever crazed socialist communist outcome they want in terms of turning America with a C into America with a K, going back to the old Cold War days. And I don't use the word communist lightly, but I tell you, the lawlessness here is so ideologically based and so impervious to logic, rationality, and basic human decency in terms of concern for public safety. It's not liberalism. It's communism in outlook. I mean, these politicians who defend this type of regulation or lax rules as it relates to the border and open borders and such, they may say, well, I'm not a communist. Well, they certainly act like communists. I don't mean to belabor the point, but I'm, you know, let's be clear here. This approach to governance is so inimical to the American way and our constitutional republic. So that's a kind of fulsome introduction to the lawsuit that we filed, because we asked for some basic records about this key issue. We asked the Department of Transportation for a variety of records, and we know what we're asking for. We work with people who are concerned about this issue. Our investigators are expert in asking for records generally, and they've got a wealth of experience in knowing what to ask for, what the specific request should be, what are the programs we're asking for, and you'll see that here. The first request was for records and correspondence related to the cross-border trucking pilot program and follow-up data. So cross-border means Mexico and Canada likely. Mexican domiciled carriers and ownership, driver licensing and expedited processing, English language proficiency enforcement, right? They're supposed to enforce the English language requirements in law. It's not being done. NAFTA, renegotiation, guest workers and labor impacts, and general safety and oversight records. So this is all about the trucking issues from the Department of Transportation. And the second request asks for records and communications about the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's tracking of the grantees they give money to related to commercial vehicle safety plan goals and performance outcomes. So, look, the government's supposed to be tracking this. They give money away in order to ensure that the public safety is protected through this commercial driver's license programming. And it's clear it hasn't been, and we want the details as to why it hasn't been and how to fix it. In April of 2025, shortly after he came back to office, President Trump got on the horn about this and signed an executive order directing the Secretary of Transportation to rescind guidance that watered down the law requiring English proficiency for commercial drivers. In an effort to ensure that drivers, quote, safely navigate roads, comply with regulations, and communicate effectively with authorities and employers. And then Sean Duffy followed up with an order establishing new guidelines to strengthen English language enforcement. And then in September of last year, he announced further emergency action restricting eligibility for non-domiciled commercial learner's permits and commercial driver's licenses. The rule was established in response to a nationwide audit by that Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration sub-agency that no one's heard of until people started dying on the roads in large numbers, and a series, as I said, of horrific fatal crashes. So there's all sorts of operations to try to pause these commercial driver's license issuances, get the states to follow the rules in places like California, et cetera, and generally protect the safety. And the administration deserves credit for taking this on as directly and aggressively as they are. But we want more information about what happened, who did what and when, and why wasn't it done sooner, and what the Biden administration did or didn't do, and what the Trump administration still needs to do. And that's why we asked for these records, and that's why we sued in court. Americans were dying on our highways because of lax oversight by the Biden administration. President Trump and his administration, as I said, Sean Duffy at Department of Transportation and others are trying to clean it up. The American people should know the full details of this regulatory disaster. So more is coming. We're looking and doing a deep dive into this issue. You can expect additional litigation by your Judicial Watch. But, you know, look, we all, I shouldn't say we all drive, but many of us drive, most of us drive. You know, and if you're a grandparent or a parent, you know, your kids are out there driving. I mean, just think of families driving on vacations and such. They shouldn't have to worry needlessly about some alien who has no business driving because of lack of familiarity with the language or the rules of the road, et cetera, or just not supposed to be driving any. You know, they're not legally able to drive, driving giant trucks that can kill countless people in a millisecond. It's just, it's unacceptable. That's the word of the day, unacceptable. It's unacceptable that we are seeing people die as a result of lefty politicians refusing to enforce the rule of law on basic oversight that states are supposed to do in line with the federal government requirements. Licenses, driver's licenses. Get that right. I mean, I've skipped over this section going through some of these crashes because I'm going to get too upset looking at them. But you've seen them. Look them up. So you'll see why this is just the beginning in terms of litigation with respect to the crisis on our roads caused by the illegal alien invasion and the enablers thereof. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.